13. St. Petersburg. St. Petersburg. The very name brings to mind some of Russia's greatest poets, writers, and composers. Pushkin, Dostoevsky, Tchaikovsky. The 19th century was a golden age for St. Petersburg's wealthy classes. It was a world of ballets and balls, of art and literature, of tea and caviar. You can still find some of the city's grand past now. Stand at the western tip of Vasilevsky Island. To the right is the elegant Winter Palace, former home of the Tsars. Its light blue sides and white classical columns make it perhaps St. Petersburg's most graceful building. It houses one of the world's most famous art museums, the Hermitage. Inside, 20 kilometers of galleries house thousands of works of art. Look over your right shoulder. The massive golden dome of St. Isaac's Cathedral rises above the skyline. You'll see, too, why St. Petersburg is called a floating city. Standing there, nearly surrounded by water, you can see four of the city's 42 islands. Cross the bridge and turn behind the Winter Palace. In the middle of the huge palace square stands the Alexander Column. It commemorates Russia's victory over Napoleon. The 650-ton granite column is not attached to the base in any way. Its own weight keeps it upright. Hoisted into place in 1832, it has stood there ever since. Continue to Nevsky Prospekt, the heart of the old city. Let the crowds hurry by while you take your time. Admire the fine carving on bridges and columns, above doorways and windows. Cross over canals and pass by smaller places and other classical structures. Let your eyes drink in the light blues, greens, yellows, and pinks. Take time to wander among Kazan Cathedral's semicircle of enormous brown columns, or, if you prefer Russian-style architecture, cross the street and follow the canal a short distance. The Church of the Resurrection occupies the site where Tsar Alexander XI was assassinated in 1881.